Well, how about that? That was the Lucky 13. Those were 13 tracks of bands that I saw in 2023 that totally kicked my ass. The last track you heard was Repression doing By Design, Mexican Coke doing Urban Cowboy, SOH doing Life on Edge, Phantom doing Canker, Blazing Eye at the gig, and then before that was Hez. Man, they were so good. Caught them right at the end of their tour. I think they were like a refined machine at that point because they played two different shows at the Lie Detector Fest in LA and were just so good. And before that was Alienator doing I'm Nothing, Nosferatu doing Decline and Decay, Spy doing Wrong Place, Wrong Time, Brain Tourniquet doing Deny, Planet on a Chain doing Hum, World Peace doing Vows of the Grand Scheme, and Chwompsax doing Diddly Squat. So I've got a little bit of time left. I'm going to continue with the best bands I saw in 2023. The next one is a band out of Southern California. Just absolute crushing live. Do not miss their live shows. It's a band called Moxie Beat. And they're doing a song called Cops Play. We'll be right back. we're getting down to the final few tracks of this show, but you just heard from Snooper doing Powerball Gosh, doing Synthetic, who I just saw last night. They played their very last show. It was very awesome and very sad. And before that was Help doing Sound and Vision. Daydream did Morph to Their Perversion. And we started off with Moxie Beat doing Cops Play. I'm going to try to squeeze in maybe two more tracks before I get to my final bit. And coming up next, we've got another local band that just kills it every time they play. This is a band called Simulation, and they're doing a track called Bodies.
Yeah.
right, I was able to squeeze in a whole 3 tracks there instead of 2. That was Narc doing Small Man, Big Edge. Before that was Personal Damage doing Ambush. And we started that set off with Simulation doing Bodies. And once again, these are all bands that I saw in 2023 that really kicked my ass. And it goes without saying, there are so many bands that I just couldn't make it, just couldn't get on the show, sadly. So many local bands. I mean, geez, like Anzible, The Losers, Big Rat, Lollygaggers, like so many bands just locally that I saw in the last year that are so good. So do yourself a favor, get out there, pay your hard-earned dollars, and go see some live music. So I want to remind you, you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll. If you want to email us at the radio@maximumrockandroll.com, you can send in 2 copies of vinyl, 1 CD or cassette release for review. Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609. In the good old USA, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and our radio show comes out every Sunday. So please tune in. 1 show a week, a rotating cast of DJs. Anyway, I'm going to close things out today with a eclectic mix of tracks. This has been a hardcore punk heavy set so far. I want to mix things up a little bit because I go see a lot of different genres in the punk realm of things. And these are 3 of the finest bands I saw in the last year. Gonna play them all in a row. Octopulpe. I think he's French, but I don't even know where he lives. It's one person. Their set is completely impossible to describe without like a thesis statement. But they're doing a track called Scat Time. Go see them. Absolutely incredible. Daikaiju. After them playing Cock Lobster. How can you not like a band that sets all their instruments on fire and are just phenomenal performers? And then the highlight, yet another Gravy Train, Reformed, played a couple shows for the Mosswood Meltdown and just entertained the shit out of me. Just fucking fantastic. Anyway, 3 more tracks for you. Thanks for tuning in. This is Rob, Maximum Rock and Radio, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and we'll check you next time. Goodbye.